It's April 22. Several people serving with me come from the part of Donbas that was occupied by Russia back in 2014. Back then, they seized Donetsk, Luhansk, and several smaller towns. Thousands fled the occupation immediately. Some stayed, trying to adapt somehow, but later had to flee. The Russians didn't admit at that time that it was their occupation of Ukrainian cities. Their official stance was that it was rebellion by local pro-Russian residents who formed their own states, the Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics. In reality, these pseudo-republics were just a cover for the occupiers. Russian military and officials ran everything there, quickly seized local businesses from the residents, throwing wealthy inhabitants out onto the streets and setting in their homes. Those who resisted were either killed or fled to the free part of Ukraine after beatings and abuse. My comrade, who is from Luhansk, told me he had spent several weeks in a basement where Russian FSB agents beat him daily just because he served in the Ukrainian army in the early 90s, which seemed suspicious to the occupiers. He was released only because the Russians brought in a new batch of Ukrainian prisoners and there was not enough space, and some of the old ones were just thrown out. He immediately left the occupied city and joined the Ukrainian army. He's been at war for 10 years. 10. And he dreams every day of going home. Home, which is still occupied by the Russians. What's happening now with the Ukrainian cities occupied for a whole decade is a complete horror. Russians don't really care much about their own cities, except maybe Moscow and a couple of wealthy regional capitals. And the occupied Ukrainian cities have turned into a garbage dumps, literally. Trash hasn't been collected for years, sewage systems aren't repaired, roads aren't built, and they've mostly engaged in looting and plundering and human trafficking. Russians always have a shortage of cannon fodder. They put all reasonable healthy prisoners in their prisons into uniform, lured all the greedy fools with high salaries, but still they lack people. So local gangs catch men on the streets of occupied Ukrainian cities and sell them to military unit commanders who then drive these unfortunate souls in human waves toward Ukrainian positions. There are constant problems with electricity in the occupied territories because all the electricians were stolen from the streets and sent to war. Public transport hardly operates because drivers and mechanics are killed in human waves. And there are hardly any men on the streets who have not been caught by the patrols of human traffickers hide in their homes behind closed door. Locals statistically call these fake Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics the Women's People's Republics because there are no men left there. Just imagine a town with only women and really old men in it. It's unbelievable, but it's true. No man's land in a very specific sense, specific and horrible.